Right now, I can kill a cow on my property, okay? I can hang it, I can gut it, I can skin it, and I'll give it 2 halves. I can take that, put it on my pickup truck, I get a brand new car, put it out, and I can drive it down there to the slaughterhouse, and they'll hang it for a week, you know, let it soften up, and then, you know, cut it up, wrap it, and I pay a price for that. But I can tell you that sooner or later, it's going to get to a point where he's going to tell me that he can't, because I don't have a chip in it, or I don't have it identified, okay? And that's the thing that scares me the most. When it gets to a point where what Dennis is doing, what I'm doing, we're not going to be able to do, because, you know, we're not spending the thousands of dollars with the RIFD tracking or whatever, radio frequency stuff. I mean, it's really scary, and if you think about it, if you look and see what Congress is doing now, what the State Department of Agriculture is doing, man, this thing is coming. I mean, you know, if you're in Wisconsin right now, and you don't have your farm registered with the state, well, they're fining you. You know, it's getting to that point. Thank you.
going because she's looking for her calf. You know, when you leave your calf behind, they move for 3-4 days and they forget about it.